Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight. Because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 1908, Four Lies Money Gurus Tell You by Christine Lucan of ChristineLucan.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. We have a new author being featured today, Christine Lucan. I'll share more about her right after the reading. So for now, let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. Four Lies Money Gurus Tell You by Christine Lucan of ChristineLucan.com. You might be avoiding your financial issues because of the lies money gurus tell you. Maybe you think that rescuing your financial dignity is going to be the equivalent of crawling across broken glass rather than the amazing adventure that it is. Here are the four lies money gurus tell you, and the real truth about rescuing your financial dignity once and for all. Lie number one, you need a budget to make yourself behave with money. Like extreme diets, budgets come with high rates of failure. Why? Because they're focused on deprivation, what you can't do and what you can't have. How do you feel when you even hear the word budget? If you're like most people, it conjures up dread and you haven't even started. You don't need a budget, but you do need a plan, a prosperity plan. Truth, a prosperity plan motivates you to take action in support of your financial goals without feeling deprived. Doesn't a prosperity plan sound so much better than a budget? That's because it is. A prosperity plan focuses on what you want more of in your life and business. When you're clear on your preferred financial future, it becomes easy to redirect spending away from things that are unimportant to you and towards goals that excite you. A prosperity plan is more like a healthy eating plan rather than a crash diet. It definitely has room for portion-controlled fun as you pay off debt and build up savings. Lie number two, follow this exact formula and get these results. You've heard it 1,000 times. If I can do it, you can do it. And it worked for me, so it will work for you. Money gurus like to prescribe a formula or a list of steps to take you from money chaos to financial success. But here's the thing. Their formula might not work for you. I facilitated a financial literacy course of a well-known money guru for 10 years at my church. I noticed that the guru's formula worked for some people, but not for everyone. Here's why. Two people can have the exact same problem, but require different solutions because their emotional drivers aren't the same. Truth, money management really isn't about math. It's emotional. Scientists have recently proven that humans make decisions emotionally, not logically. This is why a formula approach to personal finance doesn't work. Most money gurus give one answer to a particular problem, as if it's the only answer. Here's an example. Kate and Betsy are both overspending on restaurants. Most money gurus would give both women the same advice, maybe to use cash instead of a debit or credit card, without exploring why they're overspending. After talking with Kate, I discover that she's single and hates eating at home by herself because it makes her feel lonely. On the other hand, Betsy is an attorney with 3 kids who doesn't have time to cook. These women need 2 totally different solutions to the same problem. Lie number three, exercise your willpower to save money and get out of debt. Just make yourself do it. We have a limited amount of willpower each day, and it's drained by multiple sources. Walking past the plate full of donuts, resisting the urge to tell off a coworker, trying to remain civil in rush hour traffic, and avoiding the urge to click and buy on your favorite website. This is why it's harder to resist retail therapy or the extra glass of wine after a tough day. The good news is that you need very little willpower to save money and pay off debt. Truth, utilize the power of emotion and habit to easily save money and pay off debt. Emotions and habits are much stronger than willpower if you learn how to harness them to your advantage. I teach my clients how to emotionally charge their savings and debt reduction goals, which makes them want to do the right thing. By using a small amount of willpower, you can put good habits in motion by setting up automated transfers to pay extra on your debt, invest in your 401k, and pump up your savings account balance. That's much easier than counting on willpower, which may or may not be there when you need it. And lie number four, cut up your credit cards to keep from overspending. Some money gurus come after your credit cards with a pair of giant scissors or an industrial shredder. Not so fast. I know plenty of people who overspend with debit cards and cash. I also know individuals, like my husband, who are smart spenders whether they use cash, debit, or credit. Yes, credit cards do make it easier to rack up purchases because it doesn't really feel like you're spending money until the bill shows up. But this doesn't mean you have to kiss your SkyMiles credit card goodbye forever. Truth, the payment method is rarely the problem. If someone is committed to rescuing their financial dignity, they can do it with or without a credit card. It's important to know yourself and your particular temptations. I do have some clients who know they can't trust themselves with a credit card, so they choose not to have one. I recommend that if my clients do decide they can handle a credit card responsibly, they keep one card with a reasonably low limit and pay it off in full monthly. The problem with having no credit cards is a possible negative impact on your credit score, which can affect your mortgage interest and insurance rates. You just listened to the post titled Four Lies Money Gurus Tell You by Christine Lucan of christinelucan.com. If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Thank you to Christine. As a certified financial counselor and the founder of the Financial Dignity Movement, Christine has coached hundreds of high-earning professionals to pay off staggering amounts of debt and massively increase their net worth over the past 12 years. Christine's books, Money is Emotional and Manage Money Like a Boss, have landed her almost 100 podcasts and TV interviews, establishing her as the authority on money and emotions. When she's not coaching clients from her office in Cincinnati, you can find her curled up with a good book, a fluffy cat, and a strong cup of coffee. Come by christinelucan.com for a lot more, and I have that linked in this episode's description. I think it's important to remember that personal finance is so personal. And within many of these lies, there can be elements of truth depending on your situation. For example, most of us need some kind of plan when it comes to our money, whether we call it a budget or not. I'm a huge fan of budgeting because for me, it's all about awareness. It's all about telling your money where to go versus wondering where it went. It's a tool for paying attention. And there are many different styles of budgeting. You could go for a zero-based budget where you give every dollar a job before it even hits your bank account, and then you check in regularly to make sure it's doing its job. Or you could opt for an anti-budget where you just focus on paying yourself first and not worry about the rest. If the anti-budget appeals to you, check out a speech from the Economy Conference by Paula Pant. It's called How to Never Again Say, I Can't Afford It, and it's available now on the Economy Conference YouTube channel. When it comes to spending less and saving and investing more, there are lots of tactics you can implement. For example, automate saving and investing or use cash envelopes, etc. But I found that I wasn't actually able to change my spending until I changed my underlying desires. We've been conditioned since birth to desire more and be good consumers, so it can be difficult to change this mindset. But if you're able to foster a strong sense of gratitude for what you already have, it can start to curb that desire for more. That should do it for another edition of Optimal Finance Daily. Have a great rest of your day and start to your week, and I'll see you tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.